This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Missed the show? Download the Joy Drive podcast. Head to joy.org.au, Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Could the convenience of high-speed internet be contributing to Australia's growing obesity rates? Well, recent research by the University of Melbourne, RMIT, and Monash University says it might be. And joining us to discuss this is Dr. Kaus Ackerman from Monash Business School's Department of Econometrics and Business Statistics. Kaus, welcome to Drive.
Thanks for having me.
Your research highlights a strong link between access to internet and increased obesity. What led you to, conduct this study in the first place? That would be the last thing that I would think of.
We got this idea during lockdown, at the first lockdown in Melbourne during COVID times. Mm-hmm. So the other author on the study is actually my partner. And she's a physiotherapist, and at that time at Melbourne Uni, and she kind of pointed out to me that, you know, you're not keeping up your fitness, yeah? And I was like, yeah, but I cannot move that much. And we started talking, and somehow then we came to this idea like, I continuously work with this Hilda study. Maybe there's something in there that measures essentially how active you are. And yes, there was. And this is how it's all started.
I wonder, if we go back to the pandemic, and a lot of us don't want to go back there, but if we go back to it, some of us, I suppose, exercised more because it was an excuse to get out and do your hour of exercise. But when you look at it now that we no longer have those restrictions, do you think we're exercising less and spending more time on the internet than perhaps we did during the pandemic?
So our study doesn't go until now, but my guess would be actually right now we probably exercise less, simply because it's more convenient to do things online. I mean, so the main finding we kind of found is that the internet, I mean, of course, getting faster internet will not make you immediately obese, Getting internet just changes your things you like to do, Suddenly you spend more time at home. Suddenly you don't have to go to the bank to do a bank transfer or some things, And all those small things kind of add up,
I wonder if... Continue. Please continue.
No.
I was going to say, I wonder if if we all went back to dial-up, I mean, it was so slow, I wonder if that would have the same impact because I'd probably go to the bank and do our banking, walk to the bank by the time the web page loaded.
Yes, I mean, of course, the technology wasn't there yet. Yeah, I think the thing with MBN was the technology was already there. It was just so frustrating for people because their former internet was so slow. They just didn't make use of it. It's just suddenly it were enabled. Oh, I can just do everything online, and it's reasonable fast. And then they did it.
What about eating? Did your study also look at eating as well as activity?
No. Unfortunately, the extra supplements where they look at eating didn't line up with our study on activity.
So if you look at, I suppose the research, it underscores a broader issue, doesn't it? That is that Australia's got an obesity epidemic, I mean, with almost two-thirds of adults overweight or obese. I suppose, what could be the long-term impact of these findings on public health, given that the internet, I mean, we're not going to get rid of it, it's here to stay?
Yes. So, curiously, actually, at the early onset, there were studies that kind of showed the opposite effect, And there, the hope was, this will kind of make everybody more healthy because people will get more informed. But the problem was that this was mostly done amongst a small proportion, like with university students, and they had kind of a different mindset when they got the internet. And now thinking back to what it means for Australia, it's like, of course, the internet allows you to do a lot of things, drive business, get education, get online education, and so on. It is just if you work from home too much, or you kind of get in this mindset, oh, I can do everything from home, I didn't to move much, that's where the tricky thing is. That's where essentially the problem arises, yeah.
So we're also missing out, I suppose, on that incidental exercise, aren't we? Walking to the public transport stop, or, you know, walking out to get some lunch, things like that. It's easier to stay home and, oh, just do a load of washing and continue working.
Yes, exactly, yeah. So when I first saw the results, yeah, like just, I remember, I think it was during COVID still, I was like, really? Half an hour less per day of walking? I was surprised.
That's a lot less, isn't it?
Yeah, and it adds up, yeah? It adds up with time.
Did you lose the weight in the end, as your partner commented?
I did.
I suppose.
But then it came back later, but yes.
I suppose, do we know how much obesity is impacting the economy? I wonder what the cost is of this, and whether, they could use that essentially to justify rolling out even faster internet.
That's really hard to measure, yeah. Mm. That's another problem, because if you speak to medical professionals, they will tell you, obesity causes this disease and this disease and this disease. And then it's a bit difficult to figure out at what point do you start counting or where do you stop. So
we need to start using, use the internet to find better ways to exercise, get out there and help stop the obesity epidemic that's happening.
I mean, there are all these exercise videos online. I mean, I watched them too for a bit during COVID, yeah. But at one point I got bored and stopped using that.
On a serious note though, I suppose before we wrap up, what message do you hope this study sends to, say, policymakers and the public?
I guess the message should be just keep in mind the technology is great, but there might be unintended side effects that should be addressed. I mean, it's not just like that it's obesity that's affecting. The other big thing that's affecting is what's called social capital. Yeah, people kind of get less social because of the internet. And that, again, has kind of follow-on problems.
And that's a bit of a double whammy, isn't it, too? Because if you're less social, you're less likely to walk somewhere or, travel somewhere to go and see people.
Yes. So that's kind of like, it's great, it connects you with a lot of people, but you also kind of might easier be distracted by just staying online and chatting with friends overseas than actually meeting with people locally and go to the park and go for a coffee or something.
Exactly. Get out, visit your cafe. Love it. Glad you lost the weight. Klaus, great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us on Drive.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Dr. Klaus Ackerman from Monash University.
Joy Drive.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.